Good morning. 7:49 a.m. on the 23rd of October, I think. Yeah, 23rd of October, Thursday. 7:49 a.m. It is chilly this morning. According to the official temperature, it's 36 degrees. It was like 40 at my house. I'm wearing my parka. I'm going to push the hood back. I managed to build up a little body heat in here. So, I didn't need to listen to the hood brush against the microphone. Yesterday I got Ravenwood converted to PDFs. Found a lot of interesting things in Ravenwood that I didn't know were there. Like a custom table of content. It's one of the problems that I've had with the paperbacks is that the default TOC is a mess. And particularly for longer books, like Ownershare that has 80 odd chapters, I think 82 chapters. The table of content was 7 pages long. No, that's not going to work. So I found the code. Apparently I had cracked this problem before. I found the code in an older version of Ravenwood's Lix file. So what I'll probably do is go through and update the TOCs so that they're consistent, at least for those books where it's not consistent. I actually took them out of both Captain's and Owner's Share just because they took up so much space. And in a paperback book, it doesn't really matter so much. I also have taken to moving the tables of content to the end of the file so that people aren't tripping on them in their ebooks. It's still tagged as TOC, so if you go to the table of content, it will take you directly to it, and then you can jump to whatever chapter you want. But it's not at the front anymore. So I've got to get those files updated. But I've got a lot of updating to do because I haven't even started marking up DoubleShare yet. I've got 3 books on the way. I'm waiting for the approval on the Ravenwood file, so I'll get that shipped. So tomorrow is Mile High, and I'll be heading down to Denver in the afternoon. Should be a good time. I've got a self-publishing panel on Friday night, 5-6 o'clock. It's going to be one of those, it's going to be interesting to see who shows up. And I don't remember looking very closely at the other panelists. So I'm not sure if I know them. I should do that, I should look them up. And see what they've got. So I don't know what else I'm thinking about today, other than trying to keep all of the stuff cleared up. It's amazing for me to go through the checkoff list, the to-do list, the production list that I started. Well, today's Thursday, so it's about 2 weeks ago today, I think, that I started the to-do list and started linking dates to the to-do and putting it into my calendar and syncing it to my phone and all the rest. So it's been a relatively short period of time, and in that time I've done quite a lot of production work in the morning. The four titles that I've converted, three of which are on their way to me already. Fourth one should come in today. I should get the permission to order the galley today. Assuming they don't find something problematic with the file, which is just a possibility. I did find that the page layout was a bit hosed, so I had to... luckily, I had found this problem before, so I knew where to look for it and what to do about it. So it was a relatively easy fix, and then regenerate the PDFs. So it's really the markup and all the rest, that's taken very little time. What takes the time is going through and making the edit changes from typo reports. And I couldn't find any for Ravenwood. I could have sworn there was some. I could have sworn there were some in my inbox, but I couldn't find them. They weren't flagged. Oh, today's Thursday. I also have to do my public service day. Today I have to get onto the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers and update the new members for the new member welcome message that goes out tomorrow morning. I want to get that taken care of today. I've got a task late tonight about checking it, making sure I've got it up to date. But if I can get ahead of that curve, there'll be one less thing on my plate for the day. And that'd be good. I can do that. So I should be getting home around 10 past 8. Yeah, that's good. That leaves me a few minutes before my work hours. Oh, and it looks like I'm going to have some fun with some students in Texas. There's a teacher who has been using the audio and ebook of QuarterShare with his literature students. And I'm going to go do a guest spot, a guest lecture. These things about 15 minutes. First week in November, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, one of those days. Not sure which day. The sun is bright this morning. It's up and shining finally. It wasn't when I started out half an hour ago. It's now cleared the tops of trees. It's quite brilliantly shining into my eyes. Monk Post. So yeah, today's work is basically more of the same. And the schedule is holding me pretty close. It's a trash day, I've got the trash out already. Already done the sort of catch-up chores. The one thing I haven't done today is, or I didn't do last night, was to clean the kitchen up a bit, but last night's dinner was had a very minimal impact on the kitchen area. Other than I forgot to turn the coffee pot on this morning, so when I got up, the coffee wasn't done, I had to turn it on. Usually, I've been in the habit lately of, when I clean the kitchen, take care of the coffee, and grind it the night before, which isn't the best idea, but it's certainly better than what most people have, so I'll take it. And then charge the pot up and then hit the timer so it'll go off at like 4 a.m. So when I wake up, the coffee's ready, and it's quite delightful. I remember in radio school we did the same thing, except back in, as I was at radio school, fall of 71 to the winter, fall of 70 to the winter of 71, as it's spring, you really couldn't get, the one-piece coffee maker carafe thing. We're all restaurant gear. It wasn't necessarily accessible to common people, like sailors. So I was, what we did was we got a wall timer and a regular percolator, and we would set it up so it would go off like 15 minutes before reveille. So I had time to percolate, and then when we had to get up, coffee was ready. We could have coffee while we were getting ready to go to morning chow. Make the long trip across. We lived on Governor's Island at the time. It was where the Radiman A School was. I don't think it's there anymore. In fact, I know it's not there anymore. It's out in Alameda, California. I don't know if the Coast Guard still has a base there or not, but it used to be the headquarters. It used to be the commandant of, was it 3rd District? I've forgotten now. It's been 40 years. It's pretty much understandable. Odd, I don't remember seeing a school bus this time of day. Although I am about, about 15 minutes later than I would be if I had just come home from dropping off the kid and starting out for the walk. And because I need to put fuel in the vehicle, and that may be about 15 minutes later. I have to say that this ADD thing has been interesting, I guess. I mean, it's in the Chinese curse, I guess, maybe. Maybe you live in interesting times. The idea that I now have just sort of adapted to this notion that, okay, my timing and attention is being directed by a plan that I have control over, and a plan that I have the ability to override at any given point in time. And yet I find that having set the plan up and having set it in motion, I'm much more inclined to follow the plan. So at 9 o'clock, I'm much more inclined to actually say, okay, well, it's 9 o'clock, I have to do some work now. And the reward for doing the work is that if I do the work until at least 11, I will have considered my work for the day satisfactory. Now, the reality is that once I get started on a task, like converting a book, I tend to take it to some sort of logical place, some logical breakpoint. So, for example, today, as I fear his call, I know I have edits. And if it takes me 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours to get those edits loaded, chances are really good that what I'll do is grind through them until I get to that breakpoint where I get the edits loaded and I can generate the EPUB I need in order to convert from HTML to text. To LaTeX. That's interesting, that looked like snow. And it's not cold enough to snow, there hasn't been that much precipitation. Maybe some kind of foam. So, yeah, I'm much more likely to work extra than not work at all. And because I know I'm going to be going away, I get tomorrow's work in, I get tomorrow's walk in. But my Saturday work period will be taken up by convention duties. And so I won't do any work on Saturday. Sunday is, I got another panel on Sunday for the NaNoWriMo support group. And I'm not going to do, in fact, I know I'm not going to do NaNoWriMo this year, just because I've got these books that need to be marked up, reloaded, and reissued before the end of November, so that I've got time to get them all republished and shipped to me before the end of the year, because I want to get some copies of the books to take with me down to Cosine down in Colorado Springs, and that's in January. So yeah, that's my focus. That's get it taken care of, get it out. And maybe next year I can write. Maybe next year, once I get all of this production work taken care of, I will not be distracted by it any longer and can get going on the new stuff that's actually calling to me and saying, hello, we're over here. Which I don't have sufficient attention to be able to deal with in a way that's satisfying to me. So, and I think that's the bottom line, is that this is satisfying a need I've got. And as much as new writing would be also satisfying a need, the reality is that I can't focus enough on new writing to be able to continue checking off this old stuff and removing these older distractions. And I need to do that so that I'm not constantly being dragged away. Looks like Monday I'll have to mow. Monday's chore day, so that's okay. And here I am, I'm at the back gate. How long have I been walking for? 37 minutes, so 17 and a half. 18 and a half. Not quite 19 per. That's all right, that's a good time. Let me find the right bell or whistle here. Because it's time for me to say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.